Kalgoorlie, Boulder, and Coolgardie were barren. It was the end of the earth. It wasn't semi-civilized like Ballarat or Bendigo in Victoria. The water pipeline came through in 1903, but prior to that, all the water had to be desalinated, and it was very expensive. They built rail tracks into the bush to cut down the timber to bring it to town to desalinate the water. Everybody working up here had to have a special water allowance built into their wage, which was usually a third of their wage, without which they couldn't have been up here. The working girls in the city heard about all these men up here in tents by themselves. Some of them came up here to try their luck, and they were in tents as well. And they soon found, when a man had spent the day digging on his lease and had a few drinks that night, any woman who blew in his ear could hope to get whatever he dug up that day.
That's Carmel, madam of the Pink House for over 18 years. She conducts daily tours of her establishment and provides a history of the local trade.
The girls would sit half-clad in their open doorways and call out to the people who passed. They'd hang out the windows the same way. If they saw men out in the street, they'd walk past them and cartwheel past them, showing that they had no panties on. This was a wild and woolly town. The council wanted it to be a country town like any other, but there were no brothels in country towns. But they accepted that they had to be here. But by 1907, they'd had enough. And in collaboration with the police, it was decided that all the brothels would be moved into the one street. And this street was chosen because it was an industrial street. It was on the edge of town, and there were already three brothels here. The rules that were put on the houses when they were put in here were very strict. All paid sex in Kalgoorlie had to take place under the roofs of the brothels. No escorts were allowed to be sent out. The men all had to come here. When a girl came to town, they all had to be in transit. They had to come here, make a lot of money and take it away. And that money would be clean, and no one need ever know what she'd done to earn it. The first thing a girl had to do when she came to town was go for an interview with the detectives and give all her details. Name, address, date of birth, next of kin, and the number of the house where she was going to work. That way, the police knew exactly how many girls were in town and where they were located. And no girl was allowed to work in the brothels who had a criminal record.
Last week, the state government announced their latest proposed prostitution reforms, vowing that all forms of prostitution will be banned from residential areas and that sex workers must undergo strict criminal checks and fingerprinting. The proposed reforms aim to give police more power in shutting down illegal brothels in an attempt to keep the community safe. Langtree's Madam Lee Varis-Beswick thinks tightening the laws will be good for the community, but that some of the proposed moves are heavy-handed.
Getting rid of the illegal houses that have popped up around Kalgoorlie-Boulder, that's a great thing. They're going to get rid of them because they've been popping up quite regularly, and I honestly think they're not legal, a lot of the girls that are working in those houses. The other one I don't like is the fingerprinting and palm printing. Any business you go into, if you run a supermarket, you run a hotel, they don't ask you to put your fingerprints in there. They've got to make us into a business and treat us as a business. They want our tax. They take our money quite easily. And we get cop all these restrictions when we're trying to operate and run a business. People have got, they don't want these draconian laws put on them anymore. Christian Porter, I commend you for putting it up. But be realistic. One of the ones is we're still going to be controlled putting advertisements in the paper. We can't advertise for staff to work as cleaners and other things like that. We have to put a licence number there. Other businesses that advertise their business, they don't have to put up with this rubbish. Why should we have to do it?
Under the proposed model, the operator, manager and prostitutes within a brothel would be licensed by the Department of Racing, Gaming and Liquor. Madam Carmel of Kalgoorlie's Pink House believes other government departments should be involved as well.
The worst thing that happened to the community was the privacy law, because the health department no longer has teeth. You'll notice that in those new laws, they haven't mentioned the health department. Now, I'm going to send an email through to the Attorney General. I think he's done a wonderful job on what he's done so far, but I feel that he should bring in the health department, and he should not have anyone from anything to do with the sex industry. I don't believe he should have anyone from any of the so-called girls' unions. There should be rules that were put down to protect the community.
The public consultation process is an issue on which the two madams disagree. Langtree's madam, Lee Varis-Beswick.
All governments come up with this rubbish. They don't talk to the people in the industry. They just say, right, let's get these working girls and these whores and let's give them our laws and this is what they're going to put up with. They don't talk to us. They should come and talk to the people that operate these businesses and find out what we want and what is best for the girls and what is best for the industry. We're not going to go away.
In a statement released on Thursday, the state's Attorney General, Christian Porter, says the government want to take a responsible, pragmatic approach which will provide clarity, certainty and reflect the reasonable concerns of the vast majority of West Australians. Despite the consultation process being open to all and the state government hoping to finalise the legislation in the first half of next year, some in the industry are still sceptical.
When we're paying all this money for taxes, we keep the news, most of the newspapers going because we all put ads in the paper. So who's the biggest pimp here, the WA government or the newspapers?